The event was sponsored by the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation and the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce. It began with an introduction from Kristen Gagne, project manager with FEDC.
It's really important with military community partnerships that we all be in the same room talking about this together, hearing what's happening, and where we can all get involved and do a good job for each other.
Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Hutchins presented an overview of the status of projects with Eielson and highlighted some needs of the base that Fairbanks could potentially fill.
We are kind of a trailblazer as far as Eielson is concerned with the public-to-private initiatives.
Hutchins said there are many inter-service agreements between government agencies already in place, but that they are trying to expand services on base that the Air Force can't afford to do on its own.
We'd love to open up some of those opportunities for locals here.
One of the needs he addressed was the need for housing once families start arriving to Eielson. He said that they have enough dorms for airmen, but they don't have enough housing on base and don't expect any additions.
There's about a little under 800 houses we project to need to house families.
Afterwards, there was time for networking for participants to connect with each other to discuss ideas and possible partnerships. Base Commander Colonel David Mino closed the meeting thanking everyone for attending. He said that although working with military can be cumbersome with their rules, that ultimately those rules are in place as a fair opportunity for everyone.
So this is why we're trying to be transparent about ideas that we have. We want to hear ideas that you have. And so it's out in the open and everyone gets a fair shot at it.
He also said that some people asked about the F-35s coming to the interior. Mino said that he can't say for sure with the incoming administration.
And they just get hell-bent on going in a completely different direction. I that's possible. Is it probable? I doubt it.
In Fairbanks, I'm Amanda Frank.